Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know that we are here week after week just breaking those myths about mompreneurs. And it's Tuesday, and I love the Tuesday Business Spotlight because we get to shine this week on Janice Clark and the Social Media Help Not Hype Show. And between Janice and Sina Block, who every other week are here with, you know, Help Not Hype and Managing Mompreneur Mayhem, tens of thousands of people are tuning in to these shows and learning the ways to grow their businesses and manage their time and maximize their efforts to see their results. And it is just so much fun. And today is just another one of Janice's 30-minute jam-packed podcasts. And today we're talking about the right combination. So really quickly, let's just get in here. Hey, Janice. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, Dori. Happy Tuesday.
So, you know,
I am excited to be talking.
You know, I always forget to say, because I take for granted that everybody knows who you are, but Janice Clark is the owner of BizM Solutions. I encourage you to go take a look, BizM, as in mompreneur, solutions.com. She is a social media strategist, VA, so much wrapped up in everything that she does. And I do, I always forget to mention, you know, who you are and what you do, because I just take for granted that who doesn't know Janice Clark? You know, but I have to assume that some people don't. Exactly. I have to assume that maybe not everybody is as lucky as I am to know Janice and our listeners. So, you know, that's who Janice is. And I really, you know, people pay her a lot of money for what she shares on this show for free. So I advise you to get your pens out and take some notes and go back into the archives of the Social Media Help Not Hype Show and really learn how to market yourself and, you know, spend your time wisely. Start working smarter, not harder. So, wow, now you got a lot to live up to for everybody who doesn't know you.
Well, I can do it, Dori. I can do it. You know what?
I know you can.
I work very, very hard around here. And I do, you know, I share a lot of tips and strategies with mompreneurs because I'm just truly invested on, you know, ensuring this group of women are successful. We need more successful mompreneurs. We need it for our children. We need it for our families. We need it for the country in general. I just told Dori I'm on a soapbox this morning. I'm on lots of soapboxes this morning. So whatever you do, don't get me started on any subject.
Uh-oh.
I have an opinion and something to say about it today. It's just one of those days. We've all had them, so bear with me. Today, what I wanted to talk to you about is the right combination. This is a question I get every day, multiple times, every single day. Someone asks me, what can I do? What can I do to get more followers? What can I do to get more business? What can I do to get more visibility? What can I do to get my, you know, people talking about me and retweeting me and sharing me? What can I do to grow my following? What can I do? Now, unfortunately, most of the time when they ask me that question, they already have in their mind the answer. So very often this falls on deaf ears. But for the people who listen, what I'm going to tell you really does work, and I am going to share with you the right combination. Doesn't matter what your budget is. It doesn't matter if you have $10,000 a month to spend or if you can't spend anything and you have to do it all yourself. If you have a tiny budget or a huge budget, today I'm going to share with you the right combination for ensuring you get all you've ever dreamed of in social media. More followers, more friends, more connections, retweets, shares, pluses, engagement, business. This is the combination you're going to want to write down. Combination I share with all of my clients when we create strategies for them. And yes, Dori is right. This information I share with you, we get paid a lot of money to share with others and implement for others. We sit down, we work with them to make sure all of this happens. So please do pay close attention because there is no other combination that is going to work for you. The very first thing you have to do is you got to join. You know, that might sound pretty self-explanatory. However, we still see people all the time who are concerned they don't have enough visibility, and I'll say, well, okay, well, you know, sit down with me, talk to me, you know, which social media accounts are you utilizing? Well, I have a Facebook page. Okay. Well, you know, the more visibility you want, to a certain extent, the more places you need to join. Now, I don't advocate, you know, getting 100 different accounts that you can't maintain. You've got to be able to do all the other items in this right combination. But if you want a lot of visibility, having only one social media site, relying only on one platform, is not going to do it to you for you. So you've got to join. You've got to go out there and you've got to figure out which accounts you want to have: Twitter, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, all kinds of different things out there. You've got to join. You've got to get in there, join, create your profile, fill in that profile, include links back to your website, include links to your other social profiles as appropriate. You've got to join, and that's the very first step. The second step is you've got to create. It's not enough to curate other people's content. Well, that's a great story. I mean, that's a great thing to do. I do a lot of it myself. You've got to create content. It's not an option any longer. It's not something you can say, well, I just don't have a budget. Well, then you need to make the time. Content comes in a lot of different forms. It could be a blog post, video, infographics, quote photos, normal photos, thought processes, articles. You know, you've got to create content. You need original content if you want search engine rankings, placement in Google, if you want people to take you seriously as a thought leader. If you want to be taken seriously as a thought leader, if you want others to follow you, you've got to be going somewhere. If you want others to repeat what you're saying and share it with the world, you've got to have an original thought in your head. I don't know how to put it more plainly than that. You've got to say something. It doesn't mean you need to spend thousands on white papers and reports. If you don't have it, if you do have it, yeah, go. Do it all. Do it all. Do blog posts. Do photos. Do quote photos. Do video. By all means, please do video. It's very easy to create content these days. We had a Google+ show. We talked about Google Hangouts. You can quickly create a Google Hangout. That's a nice piece of content. It goes right over to your YouTube channel. If it's a Google Hangout on air, optimize it for YouTube. You've got a nice piece of content. Write a blog post. Make sure the content is high quality. Google is not happy with people who just keep churning out the same old keyword-infused stuff these days. You need to sit down and pay attention to what you're saying, but you've got to create some content. If you don't create content, you're not going to get the visibility that you're looking for. You're certainly not going to get the sales you're looking for. Combination is that you've got to share. You need to share your own content across social media sites. You've got to share other people's content, right? You can't just broadcast your message all the time. You know, I can't remember where I saw this at one point, but it was, you know, asking, you know, are you broadcasting instead of tuning in? You know, are you just blasting out your message? Are you forgetting what social media really is? And I'm finding this a lot, too. People tend to think social media is just another advertising form. And they just start blasting out their messages left and right as hard and heavy as they can and wondering why they're not getting any results. Or even worse, they're blasting out somebody else's message. They're just curating tons and tons of content from other sources and wondering why nobody's hiring them. That's a real problem. You need to be sharing. Sharing a good combination of your own, sharing a good combination of others. There's lots of things to share. It could be content, again, yours and others. It could be quotes. It could be thoughts. It could be trivia. It could be breaking news or just news. It could be commentary, you know, things you have to say on specific topics. Tweets, posts, got to share. You need to participate. You got to join. You got to create. And you have to share. You've got to be present if you want people to see you, if you want visibility. The next step in the right combination is you've got to interact. It's not enough to blast out content. Even if you created great content, it's not enough to just blast out content. You need to interact with other people. Social is about community. You need to get out there and you need to talk to people and thank people and ask questions, ask their opinions. You need to encourage others. Sounds like building a relationship, doesn't it? Sounds like making friends, doesn't it? That's exactly what social is. If you don't want to make friends, we hear this sometimes from clients, not as much as we used to, but we still do sometimes. They'll say, I'm not interested in making friends. I need to sell. Well, you may not want to be personal friends with all the people you're connected with online, and that is completely fine. I'm sure I don't either. I'm sure lots of people don't want to be my personal friend either. We have business relationships. We have referral partnerships and things. And some of them I just smile at in passing and seeing people in passing. But social is about being social. It's about a little small talk, a little chat. When you go to a party or any type of social environment, you don't go and start talking business the second you walk through the door. You talk to people. You ask people how they're doing. You comment about the weather. You make small talk. You talk, and it's all leading up to you're being likable. You're becoming a likable person. You're becoming a respected person. You have you're articulate. You're interesting. You're well versed. You're obviously educated. You have great things to say. So when you finally do say, oh, and yes, we just created a new product for that. At that point, people like you, they respect you, they want to hear what you have to say, and they're much more likely to go over and take a look at that new product you created once they realize just how intelligent you are and just what a great person you are. You've got to get out there and interact. You've got to join, create content, share content, and interact with the people that you come into contact in social media. Again, I need to stress this part. Social is, none of these steps stand alone, okay? None of these steps stand alone. Social is about being social. You have to interact. You don't go to a party and stand in a corner and refuse to stare at anybody and wonder why you don't make friends. So please don't create social media accounts and just blast sales messages left and right and then wonder why nobody's buying and nobody's paying attention to you. The next step in the right combination is to measure. Once you're doing these things, you're joining and creating and sharing and interacting, you've got to know what's going on. There are so many great analytics tools. We just did an ROI call a few weeks ago, measuring your return on investment, or as it's very commonly known today, return on influence. To measure that, you can use, and I named off some tools. Google Analytics is a great tool to measure the traffic coming to your website from your social sites. Who is coming directly from your social media sites to your website? Now, one thing to keep in mind with that, lots of things to keep in mind, but one in particular is that very often people may see you on their social sites, and they may not necessarily go to your website immediately. They may later on, they might want to keep you in mind. You know, we all are on our social sites for a reason, and they may make note of your website and come over later. So everyone who sees you in social media may not come directly to your website and therefore show up in your analytics. I can guarantee, however, that if you're not using social media, you won't get anywhere near the traffic that you will when you're using it. But you've got to measure. You've got to know what's happening. You've got to know how many followers, friends, and connections you're getting. You've got to know how much traffic's coming to your website, how much engagement you're getting online. You want to really measure what's happening as a result of all of your efforts. None of us can afford to do this if it's not going to be successful. So, pay attention to some of those analytics tools. You can go back and check out our last radio show and really measure what's going on, what's working, what's not working. And then, of course, when you do more of what's working, you do less of what's not working, or you may simply have to sit back and reevaluate what happened as a result of your actions. The last
and
step
I,
and the right.
Wait a second, mm-hmm. because we're going to hold that last step until after our station break, because talking about measuring, we are sharing a new sponsor today. I want you to meet Leslie Josel, who is the founder of Order Out of Chaos. Leslie is a certified ADHD coach for teens and college students and an organizing specialist. She provides education, tools, strategies, and support to help parents and students navigate school, home, and daily life. She conducts seminars and workshops for parents, teachers, and students on how ADHD, executive functioning, and related challenges impact students' behavior and performance while teaching students how to build effective organization and time management skills, establish successful study habits and navigate their home and school life. She is also the creator of the award-winning Academic Planner, a tool for time management, keeping students on task, on time, and on track, which gives students a natural way to visualize time so they can master it. And I highly encourage you to reach out to her. Go to OrderOOChaos.com. You can find her on Facebook and Twitter also at OrderOOChaos. And I really do encourage you to reach out to her. She's absolutely fabulous, and she's actually creating one of these planners. She's working right now with the Diabetes Association to create a planner for diabetics to be able to track their medicines and things like that. So she's really an amazing woman, and so excited to welcome her. We have a whole new bunch of new sponsors. So talk about measuring your ROI and what Word of Mom Radio is doing. And on the other hand, you know, from Safety First Badge, you need to travel and you need your laptop when you do, but do you really need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint? Not anymore. Safety First Bags, laptop bags, and backpacks meet all federal guidelines as checkpoint friendly, which means jet-setting mompreneurs and busy travelers no longer need to remove their laptops at airport security checkpoints. You can take a look at their TSA-approved bags and backpacks with a special offer from Word of Mom Radio and give yourself the gift of convenience. So go to wordofmomradio.com/offer/. So thanks to all of our sponsors. You can find them at wordofmomradio.com/our-sponsors/MMM. And I really encourage you to get to know all of these amazing women. And Janice's dog, who is making
my
a cameo.
Dog, my dog is
there you go.
Excited about those. She is so excited about those S1 Safety First bags. She can't stand it. She's hoping they come in little saddlebags so she can carry my stuff.
There you go. We'll have to make a doggy bag. That would be fun.
we
are back here on Word of Mom Radio with the fantabulous, yes, I know it's not really a word, but it's my word for Janice, Janice Clark, on Social Media Health Not Hype, and we are talking about the right combination. So I'm going back to you, recap them all since we're getting to the last one, and then we can really talk about them.
Excellent. Join sites, create content, share content, yours and others. You want to interact, get in there, meet people, say hello, ask them questions. These are social environments, so you need to be prepared to speak socially. Measure, pay attention to your analytics, Facebook Insights, YouTube Insights, Google Analytics, and lots of other measurement tools, many of which we discussed in our last show on ROI. Listening, you've got to pay attention to what people are saying. And this is the last one, listening. Listen, listen, listen. You can get some of the most wonderful ideas just from hearing what people have to say. Your entire business will be made or broken based upon whether or not you pay attention to what people are saying. If you're trying to speak to the wrong target audience, if you're trying to convince them they need something they don't, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Part of measuring will tell you exactly the demographic of people that are paying attention to you, that are following you, sharing your content. Speak to that demographic. Learn your target audience. Choose a target audience. You know, we still talk to so many people, and I will ask them when they come to us for a strategy, I will say, who's your target audience? Well, I could really sell to anyone. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. If you can't speak to a specific audience, if you can't address their pain points, you absolutely cannot solve their problems, and you cannot get them to buy from you. You've got to understand your target audience, what their needs are, what keeps them awake at night, and if you can solve those problems, if you can help them in that way, you are never going to lack for business, ever. So listen to what people are saying. You know, on a lighter note, the most shares, what gets the most likes, what questions people ask about it, that can give you great content for videos, blog posts, webinars, and even products. Pay attention. This is the right combination. In fact, this is the only combination. Join, create, share, interact, measure, and listen. None of these things work on their own. None of them. You can't do any other combination. And when people initially ask me, you know, what can I do? What can I possibly do? I've been doing social media for a while, and it's not working for me. I'm not getting anything out of it. What can I possibly do to get more followers, friends, connections, shares, retweets, business, whatever the your more happens to be? I get this all the time. What can I do to get more? So many people want to pick and choose which of these points they're going to do. They don't have to. They're just going to create their accounts, and they're going to curate other people's content and hope. Hope is not part of the right combination. Hope marketing is not very effective. Social media, very effective. Hope, not so much. You have to do this combination. You can create all the content in the world, and if you don't syndicate it out well, if you don't create profiles that tell people who you are, what you do, what you have to offer, it's not going to matter. If you don't get out there and interact, about 6 months ago, I was in a forum, and this lady was just trashing social media. She was an author. She said, authors don't do well on social media. You can't sell books. And she was really negative and so nasty that she really just really stood out in my head about how it was just, you know, social media strategists were just a bunch of shysters taking people's money, and it didn't work anyway, and she'd been using social media for years and never sold a single book. And so just out of curiosity, I never said anything to her, but out of curiosity, I went over and I looked at her profile. Her profile didn't tell what kind of books she wrote. I'm assuming she wrote books because it didn't even tell if she was an author who did ghostwriting and made her money writing that way, or if she actually had books to sell, if she did training manuals, if she wrote fiction, and had no website listed. But guess what? Now, she was out there chatting every single day, chatting, being really social and talking. Now, this one forum she was really nasty in, but from what I saw on her profiles, I bet she had 30 posts a day going up on Twitter alone, just chatting. But nobody knew what she did, and she never once said, here's what we do. I have a new book out. I just wrote a new article. Never, ever once mentioned what she did, and it wasn't in her profile. Now, these days, I don't personally see. And Dory, cut me off. Cut me off when you're ready. Shut me down when you're finished with me, Dory. I got on a roll. I told you, don't put me on the soapbox today. Anyway, I'll share this with you. Everyone has a different strategy. You won't see me out posting rarely anything about, come hire us for a social media strategy. Come hire us and get your VA. In fact, I don't know when the last time I made any type of post even similar to that. I don't normally do that. I share great content. I show value. I curate other people's content. I'm social. However, if you look at my profiles, if you like what I have to say and you click on my profiles, you can find what I do and you can find my website and you'll be able to contact me. And when you contact me, you'll already know what we do. Some people do post periodically, you know, VAs, social media people, you know, I'm offering strategies, I'm offering discounts, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. If you want to, you know, if you want it done right, hire us. That's fine as well sometimes. So everyone has a bit of a different strategy, but at some point, you got to let people know what you do. So my point is, this lady was doing part of it. She wasn't doing all of it. You know, I know other people who, you know, they join and they create content, and it sits on their website. That's it. Well, you got to get it out there. You do have to toot your own horn a little bit. So this is the only combination that works. It's the right combination. It's the only combination. It doesn't do any good to create great content if you don't know your target audience and you're not listening to what their needs are. You might be creating content, and I've seen this a lot, lots of clients, who are creating tons of content talking about things that had nothing to do with their target audience, nothing to do with what they did for a living, and nothing to do with their target audience. They just felt compelled to write a specific blog post. And once in a while, that's fine, too. You know what? Be yourself. Be your best self, but be yourself. So once in a while, feel free to just share something, whatever you're moved to share. But you don't want that to be the bulk of your content. We are here for business. So join, create, share, interact, measure, and listen. That's the right combination. It's the only combination, and it works.
Well, as usual, it's been, I'm 50, right? And back to you, Chet. You know, it's, I love the information that you share, and you know, I sit here and I look, and I have to say I'm very remiss on the creating content part as far as blogging. I'm constantly creating content and new graphics that I'll put up on Facebook, and it'll go over to Google Plus and blah, 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 blah. But and it's so funny because the last blog post I did myself, because I share so many of our sponsors and our show host blogs on Word of Mom Radio, but I was watching TV, and it was the commercial for one of the insurance companies, and I'm not going to say who, about Pinocchio being a motivational speaker and what a bad speaker he'd be. And he's looking out in the audience going, you have potential. And his nose is growing. And I was just like so offended by this commercial because I was like, wow, what a shame. No wonder Pinocchio is not a real boy, because how can you not look at anybody and say you have potential? Everyone has potential. How can you be lying, saying that? You know? But it's funny because, again, I hear people just like you. Oh, I don't get it. And I'm not getting anything off of my, you know, I'm on Facebook all the time. And then I'll go to their Facebook page. And all it is promotion about themselves.
Right.
There's not one joke. There's not one thing that they share from someone else. You know, Mondays when I go to Twitter, I get up all my tweets and stuff like that, and I go through my home feed, and I retweet out all of the stuff that I found interesting, and because I'm not online on the weekends. I unplug.
Right.
12 o'clock on Saturday. Yesterday I was there because of Father's Day. Sunday I was there. So everybody, happy belated Father's Day to everybody, you know. But it's amazing to me because people don't. And the funniest, I just connected on Facebook with somebody I've been tweeting with forever. We just tweeted, but never really shared anything. And then, you know, he had something up about Facebook, and I clicked over to his Facebook page, and I was like, wow, that's really cool what you do. Because we just tweet. And I love taking it out of Twitter and going to Facebook and now actually getting to know what somebody's doing and things like that. But, you know, you have to make the commitment. It's the social end of this. Why it's social media. You know, it's not, you know, by myself media. It's social.
Right.
I was going to say, just in measuring, we have, you know, one of our newest shows tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, Productive Play is here with ifnotyouwho.org founders Alyssa Sungar and Debbie Dutton, and we're talking about music and our kids. And then Friday night, we are debuting Moms After Dark at 9 p.m. with Empowered Woman Radio. So it is so exciting to me to see everything that is happening. And next month, Kaz Winters is going to be joining the lineup on Wednesday.
Lovely.
I know.
I love her.
Me too. So how exciting is this, Janice? And, you know, it always comes down to you. The first mom that I reached out to as a business owner wanting to do something with this Tuesday Business Spotlight. And I feel like everything that has happened in this, you know, would not have happened without you being the first person to say, sure, Dory, I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm willing to be there with you and do it. And this is what social media can bring. This is what can happen when you are actually doing exactly what Janice says, which is to join and to create and to share and to interact and to measure and to listen. When you really listen, you know, it's funny because we're rebranding our bag company. One of the biggest things is the listening part and actually creating different websites to be able to speak to specific target audiences. Because if you make your message too broad, it has to be focused. So it was just smarter for us to rebrand, retool, and start rolling out with everything that we're going to be doing. And believe me, Janice's shows are why I chose the name I chose, the positioning I chose. I just think your social media help not hype show, why people waste their time doing other things other than just downloading this and following everything that you have to say. Trust me. Just, you know, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Janice is doing it for you. No, I really, I truly mean it. Your show is such an amazing show, Janice. It really is. And this, the Tuesday Business, I truly mean it. So please, everybody, go to bizmsolutions.com. Janice may not say to you, hey, hire me as a VA, but I'll tell you, hire her. If you need work outside, if you when you are ready to do that outsourcing, reach out to Janice. Just reach out because it's what it's all about. It really is. So I can't believe how fast, you know, these podcasts are like a blink in the eye. You know?
I know.
So,
but I think the information's good, and I've gotten some really good feedback about them.
I think it's great information. Do you know what you're going to be doing in 2 weeks?
Yes, in 2 weeks, I am going to be sharing the lady who has created the Killer Influence Indicator. I don't have a guest on very often. I'm very particular about the information I share on these shows. I'm particular about the information I share publicly because I want to make sure it's really strong information. This lady has created an assessment tool that it's not just another clout score. It's not just some small thing. She's a clinical psychologist. And this test has close to 200 questions on it. And you take it, and she can help you identify from your 7 influential traits. She identified, this has taken years to come to fruition, she has identified 7 traits that influential people have. Things like likability and passion and commitment and courage and you know, there's 7 traits and things like that. She can help you identify what your score is on each of these 7 traits, and you get a really nice, huge report that talks about your 7 traits and where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, and then she's got a full line of products that she's come out with to actually help you improve your influence overall by working on these 7 traits to get them all working together in the right combination, and it is just phenomenal. I'm going to be doing a webinar with her on using all of this to be more influential in social media, and we're going to be giving you a sneak peek of that big webinar on our next show.
Excellent. Well, I'm really excited. It is only your second guest in 2 years.
Yes, I don't do much.
So I'm really excited because you don't bring people on. So when you do, I know it is somebody of phenomenal value. So really looking forward to next in 2 weeks. Your next show. I really am. And for those of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here on our Business Spotlight. Again, I'm Productive Play. We're talking about music and your preschooler and what it'll do for their life. And then Friday night, you can join us for Moms After Dark. And I don't remember who I have on the Mompreneur Model Show on Thursday because, you know, you'd think I'd have my notes in front of me. But no. So, you know, you'll just have to figure out who's on the show on Thursday. But I'm really excited about our new shows and the new lineup and how things are rounding out. So, Janice, again, thanks for sharing all this great information. And, you know, we will see you in 2 weeks. So bye for now.
Great. I'll see you in 2 weeks, Dory.